1945, the 80th anniversary of the end of the Second World War in Europe. We're about to hear stories about taking Berlin.
We went directly to the Reichstag, where I signed my name on the wall, just like thousands of other soldiers did.
We will hear stories of liberating Nazi ghettos and concentration camps.
We hugged each other. We cried. And she asked, "But where's your father, Leo?"
And we'll hear about starting life over.
So very few of us. And we were all brothers, we Jews from Bitola. Our Jewish community, it was terribly small, but we kept it together.
Welcome to Centropa Stories, a podcast series based on the 1,230 interviews our teams carried out in 20 European countries. Between 2000 and 2009, we sat on sofas and at kitchen tables and asked our respondents to tell us stories about the entire 20th century, just as they lived it. We digitized more than 25,000 old family pictures and recorded 45,000 pages of stories that begin in the 1920s and go all the way through 2009. This season is something very special because we are focusing on the end of the Second World War in Europe, a war that took the lives of some 20 million military personnel and around 40 million civilians. Of those civilians, 6 million of them were Jews, and that includes 1.5 million children. What you're about to hear are stories of those who survived hell and who have shared their stories with us. Episode 1 is comprised of 3 first-hand accounts of Jewish soldiers in the Soviet Army who fought their way into Berlin. Semyon Nijinsky describes being the commander of a Katyusha rocket brigade while Arnold Fabrikant battled it out house to house and room to room. And Eva R., a medical doctor, stood in Adolf Hitler's chancellery, took a single crystal from a fallen chandelier, and wondered where on earth could she go, now that her entire family in Ukraine had been murdered by the Germans. Episode 2, Liberation. Irena Wojtyslawska stumbled back into her hometown of Lodz and found that there was no one left alive, until her sister appeared. Leo Luster had been in a work camp in Germany. One morning, he walked outside to see no Nazis, but a young Soviet soldier aiming a rifle at him. All Leo could think to say was, "Ich bin ein Jid, a Jew." And the Soviet soldier said, in Yiddish, "So am I." It was 13-year-old Judith Kinski who waited until liberation of the Budapest ghetto so she and her mother could rush down to the train station every day to hold up photos of her brother and father and ask everyone coming home from the camps, "Have you seen this boy? Have you seen this man?" And in episode 3, we will hear what it was like to start over. Rosa Kamhi, who had been a partisan in today's North Macedonia, was released from a Bulgarian prison and went looking for her fiancé. And could that really be him walking up the street toward her, 24-year-old Benno Russo? And why was Benno dressed as a general? Liza Lutinskaya's husband had been shot in Lithuania, and she wondered how she would ever be able to start over again. While in Romania, Zsuzsanna Diamantstein told us that when she returned from the camps, she couldn't relate to people her own age, she was then just 23, who had not lived through hell like she had. Like all of Centropa's interviews, these are stories from real life, stories told by European Jews who were born in these countries and who remained there. All our interviews were conducted in languages such as Russian and Ukrainian, Czech and Slovak, Hungarian, Romanian, and Macedonian, and they have all been translated by our team and read for us by actors in London. This series was supported by the Claims Conference and co-funded by the European Union. It was produced in Vienna by Jonathan Schwers, and I'll be your host, Edward Serrata, director of Centropa.